Blog Talk Radio.
Give me the strength and courage.
Now read from the King James Version of the Bible.
on my computer screen, it tells you to look in Joshua 24. Well, we have finished reading Joshua, and we are now in the book of Judges, chapter 4. And I read down to verse 6, but I'm going to start back in the book of Judges at chapter 4, verse 1. It's important that you hear and understand everything that has been read to you or said to you. I tell you, I make mistakes. Only our Father is the one who is perfect. I am not perfect and far from it. Although there are some things that I do wish to tell you, I pray that our Father blesses me with wealth. And as in Proverbs chapter 13 and 22, the wealth of the sinners are laid up for the just. And right this moment, I think I am just. And I want the wealth of the sinners so I can go and buy some of the things that I may need for myself. See, thank you for listening to me. And I know that you could have been elsewhere doing those things, but you are listening to me. And my job, what my Father told me, and I was shocked when he told me to feed his sheep. I was shocked when I had that dream. Yeah, he comes to you in a dream. Read Numbers, I think it's 12 and 6. I may not be correct, but you read Numbers for yourself. He talks to you in a dream, and he tells you what to do. Right now, I ask that my Father bless my eyes so that I can see better and help me pronounce the words that are in this book that I will read to you sheep who are listening, as well as those who are non-sheep. I tell you, black folks, that we are of the child of Joseph. We have some people over in Israel now lying as to be the children of Joseph. They say they are Jews, but they're not. Read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 and chapter 2 and 9, as well as in chapter 3 and 9. It will tell you they say that they are Jews and they are not. Well, you ask me, well, what makes you think that you are Jew? I think that when I read, and I don't remember exactly where, when I read in the book of Genesis where the Jews walked over into Egypt, and after the kings and whoever Joseph died, they didn't know the story of how the Jews got there. And they, nonetheless, there was a guy named Potiphar who purchased Joseph, and Joseph was a Hebrew. And this guy named Potiphar had a wife who was turned on by his good looks and him being a handsome man. And she wanted to sleep with him. And he ran out from her. And she had caught hold to his jacket and pulled it off. And when her husband came back, and she said, the Hebrew that you had brought to them tried to rape her. So that's how I know that we are the Hebrews. That's how I know that I am a Hebrew. As well as when reading Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 68, where it says that the people, they were put on slave ships. No other people, no other nation that I know was put on slave ships, but our forefathers were, because they were disobedient to our Father in heaven. And I'm trying to be obedient. Enough talk. Let's go into the book of Judges, chapter 4, and start reading there from the beginning. And hopefully my Father will help me enunciate the words in here, because some of them I know I do not know. I can look at them and I can tell you now that I do not know. Let's start reading it out of the King James Version of the book. And we're on the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 1. I hope you remember about Eglon and Ehud from the last chapter, where Ehud made a dagger and he stuck it inside of Eglon, and dirt come rushing out of his belly, and the knife was stuck in his belly. It was stuck in there. He made the knife, and he stuck it in Eglon, and he died. And that's how he delivered the Jews from the ruler of Eglon. He was a ruler in Moab, and our Father delivered the Jews there. Let's read on further so we can understand and know the story about how our Father delivered the Jews. We're in chapter 4. Let's read verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was there. Now that's spelled Ehud, was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, the king of Canaan. And if they had, the children of Israel had did what the Lord had told them to do, they would not have had to deal with this king at all. They should have driven them out, as our Father told them to. But for some reason, they stopped. That means I need to go back over and look, try to remember why did they stop and want to get along with those people. When you're not supposed to live with those other nations or follow their gods or anything. Our God is the Father of Jacob, and that's who we should follow and do what he says to do when he talks to you. Whenever the occasion arises, you do what he says to do. And with me, he told me three simple words that I could remember. It took me 27 years to start doing this, what I'm doing, but I'm so glad that I'm doing it. I'm thankful that you sheep are listening. Let's read verse 2. And the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, the king of Canaan, and reigned in Hazor. Hazor is spelled H-A-Z-O-R. The captain of those whose host was Sisera. Sisera is spelled S-I-S. E-R-A, which dwelt in Horsha. That's spelled H-O-R-S-H-O-R-O-S-E-C. Let me spell that again for you, see. H-O-R-O-S-H-E-T-H. Of the Gentiles. Verse 3, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, some people say Deborah, But I'm saying Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Padahos, that's spelled Padahos, she judged Israel at the time, at that time. And she dwelt under the palm trees of Deborah, or Deborah, between Ramah, that's spelled R-A-M-A-H, and Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L, in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And this is where I stepped off the last time I was reading to you, sheep. I stopped at verse 6, and I wanted to start back to refresh your memory as well as mine to where we were. Let's start verse 6. And she sent a call to Barak, the son of Obinadab, out of Kadesh Naphtali. And Obinadab is spelled A-B-I-N-O-A-M. I could be pronunciating that word incorrectly, but that's what I know and that's what I think to say. He was out of Kadesh Naphtali. Naphtali, that's spelled K-E-D-E-S-H hyphen N-A-P-H-T-A-L-I, and said unto him, has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go in. I lost my face, excuse me, sheep, and draw towards Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw thee near to the river of Kadesh Sisera. That's wrong. It's Kishon Sisera. Kishon is spelled K-I-S-H-O-N. Sisera is spelled S-I-S-E-R-A. The captain of Jobab's army with his chariots and his multitude. And I will deliver him into thy hand. He will deliver him into his hand. And Barak said unto her, if you will go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Caesarea into the hands of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh. And he went up with 10,000 men at the feet of Deborah, went up with him. Now, Heber, that's spelled H-E-B-E-R, the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobad. Hobad is spelled H-O-B-A-D. H-O-B-A-D. The father-in-law of Moses. Now, I remember, I can't think of his name now, but the father-in-law of Moses was named something else. It skips my mind right now, but maybe Moses was married a second time because his first wife was a Hebrew woman. She was a dark-skinned woman, and his sister and his brother was making fun of her, and our Father in heaven turned them white. That was a story that I read a long time ago, maybe a couple of months ago. And you should read it too. Look it up. It's in the Bible. I think it was in Genesis somewhere. And let me see, the father-in-law of Moses had served himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent into the plains of Zaanim. That's spelled Zaanaim, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Caesarea that Barak, the son of Abinadab, was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Caesarea gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Horshath. Horshath is spelled Harosheth, of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. Kishon is spelled Kishon. And Deborah said unto the rock, up, for this is the day which the Lord has delivered Caesarea into thy hands. Is not the Lord gone out before you, before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And he discomfited Caesarea and all his chariots and all his hosts with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Caesarea lighted down. Well, he got lighted down. That means he got down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued means to follow after. As in Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host into Horshath. Again, it's spelled Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the hosts of Caesarea fell. Caesarea spelled Sisera, fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit, Caesarea fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, it's spelled Jael, the wife of Heber. Heber is spelled Heber, the Kenite. For there was peace between Jobab and the king of Hazar in the house of Heber, the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Caesarea and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, give me, I pray, excuse me, I have the gut shape. He said, verse 19, I started again. And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him to drink and covered him. Again he said unto her, stand in the doorway of this tent, and it shall be when any man doeth come in and require of you of thee, and say, is there any man here? Thou shalt say, no. And J.L. Heber's wife took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened it into the ground. And he first, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out of to meet him and said unto him, come, I will show thee the man whom you seeketh. And when he came in to her, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God pursued on that day Jobin, the wife of the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel, and the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed. Prevail means to, well, they won to win against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. I hope you see, understood what was just read. That was a good story too. The wife of Hebrew, well, a Canaanite, her name was Jael. She destroyed the king of Israel by punching a nail through his temple. He was hiding from Barak, which Deborah, the prophetess, had gone to help him fight the king of Canaan. And the king of Canaan, when his men and when he were fighting, he got off of his horse and he ran. He ran into one of the Canaanites. Well, he ran into one of the, I suppose, Jael, a Hebrew's wife's tent, and she gave him some milk, and she was nice to him, but she took one of the nails from her tent door, or from her tent, and got a hammer, and then back in to Jael, and hit him in his temple. He was tired and sleeping, and he was laying down resting, and she put her in to him. He would rest forever. So that was chapter 5, a good read. Chapter 4, a good read. Let us go on to chapter 5 and see what else we can find out. Chapter 5 of the book of Judges. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, on that day, saying, "Praise the Lord for the avenging of Israel when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes, I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praises unto the Lord God of Israel." And so will I. I'm saying that just as, not as a side joke, but I will sing to the Lord because he has done wonders for me. I was sick for no reason at all. I do know that I ate some ground beef, and within a few hours I started throwing up. I had eaten something that was, maybe I didn't cook it done enough, but I will stay away from it. From now on, I will try to stay away from it from now on. Verse 4, the Lord, when he wendeth out of Shur, when he marches out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. The cloud also dropped water. So it was raining on that day. Verse 5, the mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the day of Shamar, that's spelled Shamar, the son of Enoch. Enoch is spelled A-N-A-T-H, Enoch. In the days of Janiel, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose, a mother of Israel. They choose new gods. Then was war in the gate. There was a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is towards the governor of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Speak ye that ride on a white ass. And you know, asses, they are donkeys. Yet they sit in judgment and walked by the way. Verse 11, they that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse. Let me read that again. Verse 11, they that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down into the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinadab. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. It's spelled Amalek. After these, Benjamin among thy people out of Nachor, that's spelled Machir, came down governors, and out of Zebulun they came, they that handled the pen of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley for the division of Reuben. There were great thoughts of heart. They aboded about the sheepfold to hear the beatings of the flock. For the visions of Reuben, there were great searching of heart. Gilgal abide beyond Jordan, and they did remain. Let me read verse 17 again. Gilgal abode beyond Jordan, and why did Dan remain in Ship? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches, and abode in his beaches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The king came and fought. They fought the king of Canaan in Teranish. This spell, and I don't know how to spell it correctly. I do see how to spell it correctly. I just lost my place. Oh, my God. Let me go back up to verse 16. Why abodest thou among the sheep to hear the beatings of the flock? For the divisions of Reuben, there were a great searching of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued as on the seashore, and abode in his beaches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives upon the earth in the high places of the field. Now, I have 5 minutes left. The king came and fought, then fought the king of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They fought. Megiddo is spelled Megiddo. They fought. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven, the stars in the course throat with Caesarea. The waters of Kishon, Kishon, swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kishon, O my soul, thou hast strung down strength. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of panting and panting in their mighty ones. Curse ye menzos. And I need to look up what menzos means. Curse ye menzos, which the angel of the Lord curse ye bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because they came down not to help of the Lord against the mighty. Blessed among women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tents. He asked water, and she gave milk, brought him down utterly in a lowly dish. And she put hands to the nail, and she in her right hand got to working. Let me read that again. Verse 26. I just have 3 minutes to go. Let me stop here. At verse 26, I will stop here. And I will say a closing word of prayer. And this is where I will come back this Friday evening, if it's the Lord's will, and read to you as much of Judges chapter 5. Hopefully, I will read it all to you. But right now, I have stopped at chapter 26. I'm going to say a closing prayer and a few other things to you, and I will be back with you on Friday at 5 o'clock at the Sabbath hour. Father in heaven, we thank you for opening up our eyes, our minds, and giving us protection, period, from those who are trying to attack. And we are not trying to attack anyone. We are just coming to them reading what is written in the Bible. I thank those who are listening. Father, thank you for protecting us from the evil one known as the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and whatever his names are. But thank you for protecting us from him. In Yeshua's name, I say thank you. Amen. Remember, James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all next time. And hopefully that will be this Friday afternoon, and we will read on. Now, the other things I wanted to say to you all is look up the word Visigoth. That's spelled V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S. They were in Western Germany. They were the ones that sacked or brought down the Romans. They sacked the Romans, and they took some of the wealth that the Romans had taken from us over in Jerusalem. So they have a lot of things going. Remember, Gilgamesh he told the flood story before they were told by Moses in the Bible. So learn, give them this is spell, G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-A. Learn from me. I'm telling you, from the time that my Father in heaven blessed me to go to school, these are the things that were taught. Although my teacher was a teacher from the 11th grade in a white school district, he says he teaches 11th grade students about Gilgamesh. My teacher, when I was in Detroit Public School, they didn't teach me about Gilgamesh. They did not teach me about it. So I learned many years ago, and I'm trying to teach you who are listening to me about the things that I learned when I was away from high school. That was a long time ago, so hopefully I'll have told you the things that are correct. Listen, I want you all to purchase this book with this song written by, well, sang by his father and produced by my nephew. It's called High and Lifted Up. It's on Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. And it costs maybe $1 or $2. And hopefully you can come up with $1 or $2. My nephew is a graduate of Columbia College of Chicago. So all those in Chicago, listen to what your son, by way of Detroit, produced. He and his friend that also went to Columbia College. So you have educated men who have produced a song for the Lord. It's called High and Lifted Up. Go out and purchase it and smile for the Lord. Oh, and let me tell you what Satan was very active this past weekend. I was just watching how the Christmas tree was put up and the people were having fun and laughing. You know, a Satan's fun is only for a few moments. You really enjoy yourself, people who are acting silly for a Christmas tree. And I say silly, I'm supposed to not judge anyone. But I thought it was outrageous. Read
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.
Until next time, I will speak where you sleep. This is coming Friday. Take the Lord along with you wherever you go. I do that too.